Hello?
Hey, Dan, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Not too bad, actually.
Thank God it's Friday.
What's that?
I said another day in paradise.
Yeah, I don't know who's paradise.
right. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the number that you put on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know that thing that, whatever it is, like a call thing, I called it. Sounds cool, but it's in direct violation of one of Google's terms and conditions of being whatever the optimizing is called. So I happen to learn a lot about marketing, unfortunately, in the last however long since we talked. And basically the same thing happened to you that happened to Angie's List. You found my name on Angie's List for being a new business, right?
I could look where they found you initially, but...
Oh, so you didn't even, like, personally do it? It was some.
I'm on the account management side, yeah. So what happens is our, like, we call them mapping coordinators, but they're really, like, openers, right? They call and they qualify you to make sure, like, this is going to be a good fit. That's what Tara did, and then it's sent to my side, the account management side. But what do you mean by the call tracking number is not in Google's? We're a Google partner.
At,
yeah, so we're
yeah.
completely up to date.
I understand that. Well, here's what happened is a different marketing. Well, not one. I've had about probably 11 marketing companies call me since you. And I got to thinking, holy crap, there's a lot of marketing companies all across the world. Now, I even had some call me before you, but they didn't speak enough English for me to even understand, so I hung up on
them. Right.
You finally called me, and you were a pretty good sale. You did a pretty good job. I bought it right away for, what did I pay, $200 or $300?
$299. Yes, sir.
Right. Which, even at that point, you probably could have sold me for $1,000, because I didn't realize how cheap marketing online actually is. So then after you brought up my page and you came live with the website, another marketing company called me, and he happened to keep me on the phone for about 3 minutes. And he sold me on the same, and he sold me this way, because in my field, I go around and clean up shit messes that are from giant companies like Halco and Daily Electric, the places that you see a Google presence for in my area. I've been cleaning up their shit for years, so I completely know how it is. This other guy from this other company calls me and went through all of your marketing and picked apart every little thing that you guys did or haven't done right from the beginning. So right from the start, I hate to tell you, but this would be the end of our relationship. Mostly so I was calling you to let you know that they're putting your marketing or your tech guys that put that call number on there, that is against Google's guidelines right in Google. It, like the guy showed me, this other marketing guy, he put me on a phone call, or he put me on like a screen where I was watching him go through his computer, and he said, look, if they built this website, then they didn't do that great of a job already, because you can't even search m2heatingcoolingandelectric.com. That's the name of the website, and you can't even Google that and it pop up. And I said, well, these guys still have, they said 45 days, they would have guarantee me on the top list of, what's the guarantee, the first page?
A first page placement for your 15 keyword phrases. Yeah, and
right,
we already have the website done, the indexing's done. We're about to launch the social media ads as well. Yeah.
I didn't see any of that. I mean, you can keep going, or you could, yeah, I would say stop just putting any time into my account right now. It's kind of shitty for you, I understand, but I've learned a lot through the last 3 days, and he showed me where you guys are way behind schedule on all this coding and whatever the case is. I don't understand any of that, and none of that really matters to me, because in the beginning, I didn't even care about being found on the internet whatsoever. Since I already went down this wormhole and spent about $1,500 into it, now I'm just going to make the best of it. So this other marketing company, yesterday I paid them $400, and they went through and sold me even better than you sold me. So at the end of the day, it was just about the sales. So I'm not trying to be a dick to you personally, but I guess your company as a whole either didn't inform me right, or I wasn't paying attention or caring enough about my online presence. Now I realize just a couple weeks later that my online presence is huge and that it could benefit me a lot, but I don't even really care about the benefit that it's bringing. I'm only doing it now because I've already invested in it. And most of it went to this Jarrett asshole from Angie's List because he's getting the next call. But first, I need you to take down that website right away because I keep getting calls and calls and calls, and I just can't even work. Like, I just keep getting these spam callers from other marketing companies, and because they're going through your call system, they get through far enough where, like, they push one or whatever, and it comes to me. So now my phone rings, and they answer, and I can't even understand them. So whatever that call thing you guys are using, it's not really blocking out any type of, I don't know what it's supposed to do. I'm guessing it's supposed to block out bots.
The calls, and it's supposed to block out bots, yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's blocking out bots because they're not able to push one to get to me, but all the marketing companies that are out there all over the world are getting through to me still, and I can't deal with it anymore. I don't, like, at least on my phone when I don't have a that call thing, they get blocked just because they're spam. I don't know. My Verizon somehow blocks them out. But I know is since that website went on up live a couple days ago, I've gotten so many calls that I don't even want anything to do with the internet anymore. Like, I don't know how, I mean, it's your guys' job and that's great that you guys, but I don't need the internet to do what I need to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you loud and clear. So I just want to address everything you mentioned too. So first off, like our company, we've been in business 18 years. We're a Google Premier partner. We're completely up to date with their algorithms to get you guys the best placement, you know. So I don't know who you were talking to that was like bad mouthing us, you know, but totally.
It's probably, Well, he didn't start off as bad mouthing. He said you should probably just let him go through. And you might even know these people. I'm not going to tell you now because that's like the same thing. I don't know. It's just, I don't care about
there's
the
thousands internet of different SEO companies out there. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't realize that.
Partnership badges is really what you want to look for, you know?
Yeah. And I understand that now because I Googled actually this morning when I was at the supply warehouse, electrician's truck pulled up next to me that I forgot even existed. It's a one-guy crew, and he makes a killing, and he's really not even that good. Like, he's mediocre. He's good enough that he makes a killing, and he doesn't have to drive more than 35 miles probably, and he's been doing it for 20 years. And I searched his name. He doesn't even have a Facebook page. So guys around me don't need the internet at all. It's what it is big companies like Halco and Daily Electric and whatever else that you can just Google and pop up. Those guys need the internet because they're working on numbers. They're working on, well, if I get 100 customers, I can make 30 of them happy and give me good reviews. That puts me up in the Google guaranteed or whatever list. And then those other 40 customers, screw them. I don't care about them. That's not
Google Guarantee is a whole different platform. You have to go through like an application.
I didn't mean Google Guarantee. I meant Google.
I hear what you're saying, though. Yeah.
What is the next step down from Google Guarantee? Like, so when you search it and the next listing below the line where it says Google Guarantee, just the top.
Then you have Google Ads and then you have the map section, the organic placement. That's what you're paying for with us is that organic placement.
Right, and that's still, and I know it's still not there, it's probably not supposed to be there yet, right?
You haven't we have to optimize the Google page and get that thing live. That's what they're working on right now.
They've already worked on it. They've gotten it to the point where I'm at the verification process, but I haven't been able to do that because I live in, we're country folks out here, so we don't have internet, and I can't even do it when I'm at my house because I don't have internet for that video. It won't finish, and then it won't upload when I finally did finish it. So I'm okay. Stuck at this point where it's making me be at my house because of the location error. Like, I tried to do it at the job site yesterday because I had all my, I got two trucks here with our signs on it. All of my equipment was out. The heat pump I was installing was out. So I thought, well, this would be a cool video. The picture with all of our stuff in it, I'm working. They can definitely verify that I'm not some thief trying to steal your house.
For
that's
sure.
What
yeah.
In my head worked. Well, that doesn't work because they found my location. And I wasn't at where I said I was supposed to be at 1453 Second Milo Road. So now they won't accept my verification, my video verification. So we're stuck at that point. And the guy I talked to last from your company, he was one of the IT guys.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He couldn't get me to the point where I could get it through. It probably wasn't him. It was probably me because I'm horrible at interneting.
Yeah,
which leads me right back to my whole beginning that if I knew all this before Angie's List ever called me, I would have said hell no from the very beginning. But now I'm stuck with it because I got $1,500 invested. And I know that's not just from you. It's invested in this whole internet presence altogether. I'm looking at this as a whole, not just what Local Splash done, because I've already been screwed by Angie's List, not necessarily screwed by you, but the next guy that either screwed me after you or before you, whatever the case is not helping your case. So I don't even know what you could do for me to keep me. Like, I could care less about the $300 I already spent with you. I don't know if there's anything possible that's going to keep me interested in spending more money with you when my bill comes up next.
So what I'd recommend to you, okay, and let me kind of backtrack though. So did you pay because I heard you say you paid another company $400. Did I hear that correctly? Okay. And that was for SEO as well? Like
it's for the exact same thing you're doing, except they did a couple more bells and whistles, and they're a bigger company and they're more recognized than you. You could probably, if you know your industry, I'm sure you could run down through the top 10 and find them. Or, you know, say the top 10, and it's one of those top 10.
The ones I hear a lot are like Town Square Media, but I hear horrible things from clients about them. I mean, 411 Local, there's Orange SEO. I mean, there's a ton of different companies, you know?
Yeah, there is a ton. But what are the best ones? And I'm not talking about what you hear from other guys. Well, who do you think is the best? If you
really
were to name
we're the best.
10 top,
I think we're the best. Yeah, 18 years in business. You know, our rates, we try to make them affordable, and we're one of the only SEO companies that tries to make our services month-to-month, no contracts, because we're confident when you see the results, you'll stick it out with us, you know. But we have a premier partnership with Google. That's the highest level of partnership you can reach. We offer all their products, Google Ads, Google Guaranteed. I mean, I've been with this company for 6 years. I worked for two other SEO companies before this, Branza and another one called 29 Prime. Oh, my God. It's night and day over here. Like, this is an amazing company. And our CEO, like, one really cool thing about him is everything, like, in your tracking system you have with us, there's a feedback section. Anytime you put feedback in there, he's the one that reviews all of that. So he's always trying to make our product better. And it's just, I really believe in our company being the best out there. Now, there's other companies that, and we do this too. We have like a corporate side that works with Extra Space Storage. She does like 1600 locations. And then we have like Vivint and bigger companies that pour more into their Google ad spend, Google Guaranteed. But as far as like small businesses go, that $299 rate, I mean, it is an amazing rate for everything that you're getting from it, you know?
I know. I have no doubt. And that's why I jumped on it, because when you said that rate, I'm thinking, well, I thought coming into this, I thought I was going to spend like $4,000 or $5,000 on marketing, a website, and to make any type of presence. I didn't realize that was my bad. I took, when you said $299, I thought that was a great deal and I jumped on it. Then this other guy come in went through his spiel and was able to show me what he's going to provide better than you guys and how he's going to fix it. So he, like, opened up a link on my website, and there's a whole bunch of keywords that I was supposed to be seeing. They're not keywords, but, like, JavaScript and a bunch of code that I don't care about or understand or any of that.
Right.
So I don't know. He showed me in that. That was one part where he's like, there's no way that they're possibly going to be able to get you where they said that they could get you in 45 days because there's so much more that Google controls. Even though you're their best friend, you're not them. You have to follow their guidelines, right?
Yeah, that's everything we do is to follow their guidelines. So, you know, that's why we make it month-to-month, no contract. I mean, us sending, because you got your timeline in writing on the 30 to 45 days, we wouldn't be in business 18 years if we're not hitting that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here's the thing,
real quick. They looked at the website, and they're like, yeah, that's incredibly basic. And then they showed me a website of their customers in Florida and Georgia and Oregon. They ran me through all these websites, and I was like, well, yeah, they are a really awesome website. They guaranteed that they were going to bring me all live, have all my website done, all of my Google the same, because they're a Google partner like you, have exactly everything. And I just got an email from her, and they will have everything live on the 16th. And then otherwise after that, we're going to court because this is a contract that I signed with them. I didn't sign a contract with you. Which is great. I don't want a contract.
In terms of experience though, right? Showing you like everything that's included in writing, right? Here's a major difference, Dan, and I'm just trying to help. I promise you, okay? If you would have called me, okay, or if I would have called you, right? Let's flip it that way, because they called you, right?
That would have been because I did try to call. Well, I did. I didn't try hard enough, so some of that's on me. I'll take responsibility.
Yeah, no. It's nowhere. No, what I'm saying though is like, if I was that other company, I don't know their company name. I mean, or whatnot. And I can't really speak on if it's a bad company or not. I don't know, right? I don't even know who they are. But if I was that company and I called you and I found out you're working with a search engine optimization company, I would let you know, like, hey, ride that out. And, because you don't want multiple SEO companies doing work on your account. It could actually hurt your ranking.
No,
you know? So,
I know, because then Google is – seeing different things that throws them red flags, right?
Yes.
And that's
because
why I need you to drop my website.
Words, they do different addresses or whatnot. Like, it's
exactly, but
it's all bad.
But he
showed
me, I'm trying to find it now. I can't find it. And he pulled it right up on Google. Here, do it on your phone, bud.
Perfect.
You can't Google on your phone?
I don't have the screenshot.
Oh. Anyways, he brought it right up in the Google, whatever the guidelines were, and he showed me you're not allowed to have any other number that's not directly tied to you, as in it can't go through a different number like that you guys did with that calling number, which I thought it was a great idea, and I could care less. But if I'm trying to make my Google ranking better, then that's an automatic step in the wrong direction.
So to clarify on that, okay, if you have a different number on all your listings, it will hurt your ranking. That call tracking number, though, which forwards to your phone, right, we are using that on all your listings. Now, it's not necessary to use that call tracking. That's an option. You can, like, brand your phone number. Like, we can change it right away, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so it what he was showing you wasn't correct. I mean, Google has their own tracking numbers, Google Voice numbers even, right? It doesn't hurt your ranking to use a call tracking number. What hurts your ranking is when you have different numbers all over the place. And that's part of what we do. Okay?
Right. But well, what happened even between in between the short time that you put that call tracking number on my website, I actually had guys from Angie's List call that number, get hooked up to me, and he calls and he says, yeah, this is Joe from Angie's List. And I said, cool, well, I was going to call you guys earlier. Can you cancel my membership with you? Because they're basically worthless. And I knew that from the beginning. I should have never even spent the money on it, but I was going to give it a $1,000 test drive. No problem at all. Which led me to you, which is cool because you did even better, which now I'm down in this giant rabbit hole that I didn't even want to be in.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's why we put
guys,
it our
so now,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Now we got the guys from Angie's List that don't even know I'm in Angie's List calling me. So those idiots are retrying to sell me on something that they already sold me on.
Right. No,
it's like this, it's craziness. And I didn't even want any of this. All I did was have a stupid little Facebook page that I didn't care about.
Right. And I see you already added us as admin too, so we can run the ads. But so when did you sign up with this other company? Was it like yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yep. Yesterday, last night.
Yesterday.
And
okay.
That was, I'm telling you what, that was only because these companies kept calling me and I wanted to know why they kept calling me, how they got my number if you use this tracking number. And somehow they got into it. I don't know how they got my number, but they did.
Yeah.
But what I can say is a definite is before Angie's List and before Local Splash, I never got all these robocalls that I couldn't deflect with Verizon robo scam bullshit.
Right. So, I mean, on the number aspect, I'd recommend since you already have Verizon doing that, we just change it all over to your number. But what I'm going to recommend to you, because you already paid $299, you have a 3-day right of rescission, right? So what I would recommend to you, it's month-to-month, no contract here. Let us at least get your Google page, like, optimized and online, right? You already have all your directory submissions, and you've already paid for your Facebook ads, so why not just run that the first month? That company, with that 3-day right of rescission, if you call them, they should refund you. And if it doesn't work out with us, just switch over to them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm confident, like, once you see the results in this with us, like, you'll want to stick it out, you know?
I'm pretty confident that I would be, too, if I didn't already somehow know better. And the know better was him showing me how. I have no problem staying with you guys and riding out the 30 days, but he's talked me into it.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, I already paid for it. I don't have a choice and I could care less about the $300. What you should be focusing on is if you can get more money after this point, because as of right now, that's absolutely not an option. What I'm saying is, he said that I should have wrote it out with you. The only thing is that if you guys do all of this, you could hurt my online presence more than build it if he's got to come back through and clean up everything. Like, it's hard for me to explain in words, but I know how it is because I'm in a field, in a different field, but I'm still doing the same bullshit, cleaning up other people's mess. And
that's
what you're doing.
We do
that. You're cleaning up.
Yeah,
you're cleaning up Angie's Leads mess, basically. You basically stole me from them because they are they're worthless. We can both agree on that.
Well, yeah, I hear a lot of bad things about them, but just to clarify, like, Angie Leads is a totally different service.
Yeah.
That's a lead program.
I know.
It doesn't correlate.
It's completely different, and I'm going to keep them just because I already paid the money for one, and they can't hurt me any more than they have.
Right.
They couldn't possibly. And Angie's List is one. I figured out, and I did this because, here, give me 1 second. I need to show my helper a list of materials.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. For sure.
All right. How do I get into why doesn't this stylus just work? I don't want to hang up on them. I want the pen, the stylus pops out, and the notes should pop up. Not working. Oh, there it is. View all notes. Jesus. All right. Can you write this in your phone or take a picture real quick? 3/4 PEX MIP, 2 of them.
two, three-quarter PEX tees, plastic.
What's MIP?
Male adapter. That male adapter I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. All right. Three-quarter PEX tees, two of those. A run of black iron nipples, three-quarter inch, 1-6. So a 1-inch, 1.5, 2-inch, 2.5, 3-inch, 3.5, 4-inch, 4.5. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. From 1-6, black iron nipples, 2 3/4-inch black iron caps. I'll be in as soon as I'm done with paying here.
I mean, just pull that up. Do you want to talk to him?
I do want to talk. Take a picture of it. Are you there, Dan?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir. Take your time. No worries.
All right. Yep. All right,
I'm back. Damn.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, okay, what company is it that you signed up with?
I can't even remember. Oh, I don't even care if you do. Now it's
right.
In between you guys. If you guys want to, it's kind of, I can imagine your relationship is a lot similar to the guys in my area that I work near and I know do hack work. And so there's probably like tension, but the difference is you guys don't ever even see each other. We almost get in fist fights in the parking lot of surplus store.
I always shoot it straight, you know, like all like when I talk, cause we clean up messes all the time too. Like I'll have clients. Yeah. I just spoke with one like earlier today that upgraded to that Google Guaranteed platform. Right. And he was with another company. It was Town Square. And man, we cleaned, like his listing inaccuracy was like ridiculous, right? So I've dealt with other companies, right? Where I talk to them and I kid you not, like they have 100% listing accuracy and their listings are going good. Their website's optimized good. And I straight out tell them, I'm like, listen, they're doing a good job. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like to me, like, really, they were just trying to get you on board with them, right? Which I understand.
Well,
they're trying to get
me,
more.
I made it very hard for them.
Right.
I don't know how long you and I talked before I finally popped up the $300, but
I talked
to him for almost 2 hours last night. Hour and 49 minutes or something, just so he could get my measly $400. Now, that is insane to me that you guys would work for 4 hours for $400. And what it boils down to is it's all a number. It's an account. I'm an account to you. You probably make a salary or you get a residual pay off of my account. Leading
I make salary
to the next
here.
Step.
I'm in the Google Guarantee.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're still going home on the same amount of pay and you might get perks at your work from your boss. What I do is, my difference is my customers aren't just numbers and accounts for me because I keep them for years and years and years because there's no good HVAC guys around here. They all suck. So once a customer gets their hands on me, then I'm somehow stuck with them until I decide to terminate that relationship. And they're just not numbers. So I don't even need any of it. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at is, I don't even want the internet present. I'm just in it because I already paid for it now. I could care less about it.
I understand that. And my main goal is just to help. Like every time you've called, I answer or I call you right back right after I'm off the phone. I mean, I've had clients.
I agree with that. And here's another thing that I agree with. You're probably a guy that's just like me that actually cares about his job and his work. The problem is you work for a giant corporation. Or even a corporation that you don't have the final say over and you can't control other people's work under you, like your IT guys. Do you know how to do code personally?
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right.
I don't. But our coders are good, for sure.
Yeah,
like,
they are. And people need them.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's crazy how they work for peanuts to me because a coder can't make more than $30 an hour, right?
I don't know what they
think.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Our CEO deals with all them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I obviously, like, communicate with them and stuff, but I literally have no idea what they make.
Wouldn't it be crazy if they made, like, three times as much as you do?
That'd be pretty crazy. That'd be pretty. I'd be like, hey, I'm gonna learn some coding.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's kind of the same perspective I got. Like, why I got away from the company that I worked for, because they were charging unbelievably outrageous prices, and I was one of a few good technicians, and that's the only thing keeping that company alive, and I was working for peanuts. When I finally found out I could work on the weekends for one or two hours a day on the weekends and make a fraction of what that company was charging just doing side work, I was comfortable like that. I didn't even actually want to open my own company. I don't want to own my own company. I'd want to just a little small business on the side. The only reason that I have a company is so I can pay taxes, and the man that's got his thumb on me doesn't arrest me for tax evasion.
Right.
That's the only reason I have a company. I don't care about employees. I don't care about money enough for all of it. That's why I don't really care about this online present or the $1,500 I spent on it, because I could care less about money. So that's why I don't know if I'm such a great candidate for this campaign that.
Right. You may not be, right? Because, like, our goal here is retention and, volume of the right type of clients, right? But I'm just looking out for you completely. So my suggestion for you, okay, after hearing everything, and again, I don't know who that company is you're using, so I don't know if they're good or bad, but you already paid us for the month, and it sounds like this isn't something necessarily you may continue with. So what I'm going to recommend to you, okay, you signed up for that company yesterday. You have a 3-day right of rescission by law, okay? So if you call them, they're able to refund you, right?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I have the same contract.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a law, like, universal. So no matter what the company is, they have to refund you, right? So that way you get your $400 back, okay? Our program is month-to-month, no contracts. Just let us – you already paid for the Facebook ads. Let us run the ads for you this month. Let us get your Google listing live, too. I'll speak to James, who handles that, and get him on top of it. I'll explain the situation. Like, there's not good reception at where you're located. I'm sure he has a workaround on it, okay? As far as the tracking number goes, we can change that to your phone number. Right? And if you were to not continue, now you have all your listings in your phone number, not the tracking number, right? So, and this is just looking out for your best interest, I would get your $400 back from that company, okay? Let us just finish what we're doing, and we'll go ahead and change the number to your phone number, not the call tracking number, on everything, okay? And your billing date for the next day, because I don't want to cancel it right now where they stop all programming. Let them finish what you paid for. So your next billing date is July 1st, right? I can put in to make sure I call you on just to be safe. It should all be done by the 26th, right, which is that Monday of that week. So I could put in a call for you on the 26th, and at that point you just decide, like, hey, am I going to continue with this or switch over to another company or just cancel it all together? Completely up to you, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to do half of your suggestion. I'm going to let you guys keep going. I'm going to let them keep going, but they're not going to touch anything that the public can see, as in they're not going to go and mess around with the website you created, because they're going to build a new website that's under a different domain. They made me understand, which this is another part, like when the lady said from your company, she said, what do you want your website to be called? And I said, well, I never thought about it. My company name is M2 Heating, Cooling, and Electric. And she's like, well, do you like M2 Heating, Cooling, and Electric.com? I'm like, sure. Well, after I thought about it a little bit, that's a huge mouthful. When I try to find a website or I see a website I'm driving past, the simpler it is, the easier it is to remember, or I can type it right in, or big things that key to me, because I have a short attention span and I'm impulsive. So I automatically do it right then. If I can't find it, I lose interest and I don't even care about it. So I know for me, I don't want a gigantic domain that I can't even find or can't even remember the name to my own damn name hardly.
Patrick,
fuck me. What?
Something like some longer nipples?
Yes, so 24, 36, 18, grab one of each of them, a 4-footer, and 2 12s. Alright. Couplings in 90s, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about black iron. There's no black iron on that list. Oh, right. Okay. All right, Dan, I'm back. Oh my God, more spam calling. Holy shit.
I'm actually messaging them right now to be able to change that number to your phone number. So
yes,
that's what I was doing.
Please do. Yeah, so I already paid them and I already paid you, and to be honest, I don't really care about the $400. I'm going to let you guys both work for me, and you don't even have to work with each other. I'm just going to see who does a better job at the end.
Right, I respect that. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to look at it. So I was just giving you my suggestions, but I appreciate you letting us. Because I don't want you to cancel and, like, lose out on what you paid for. Like, let us just finish what we're doing. And I'm notating to you that I'm going to call you. I said the 26th, right? Is there a specific time that works best for you, or?
No.
I know that's ways out.
15 hours a day. So
okay, so what I'll do is I'll call around this same time, okay? But if you don't answer, I'll just leave a voicemail. You know, simple as that. And then,
normally I'm not even on the, like, so typically in my day when somebody calls me for a quote, I take down their quick information, I put it away, I say I'm going to call you back tonight when I can talk on the phone, because I need to work too. Like, I'm not only running the business, I actually have to work because there's people not capable of actually doing work by themselves in this world anymore. So I have to watch everybody.
Not everybody.
My one guy I have to watch sometimes.
Right. No, I get it, brother. Yeah, so and that's why I put it on Monday, too, because it wouldn't bill again until the 1st. So it's like plenty of time for you to make that decision if you want to continue or not continue, right? This way, at least you get what you paid for. You know, that's really what my goal was for it, you know, but...
you're good, and I'm not saying that, I guess I've said it a little brash earlier that there is a chance that I'll pay more for you later, like, and keep the monthly subscription no problem, and even pay for the guaranteed leads if they were worth, the leads were actually worth it. If your guys are in,
amazing.
If the leads are anything like Angie's list, I want nothing to do with Google.
Wait, you only pay for qualified leads that have an automatic dispute system. So when I talk to you too, because everything should be up by that time, right? I'll bring up Google Guaranteed to you as well. And another option at that point is you keep that marketing company you have and you just go Google Guaranteed only with us, you know? Doesn't affect what they're doing. Or you're like, hey, I love what you did over that company, and you want to do it all with us. I mean, you'll have options, but this way you don't leave before, like, you got everything you paid for with us. You know what I'm saying? My main goal of this, you know. So what I did is I messaged James about the PIN verification, so he knows the situation with the video verification, right? And that way you can find a workaround for that. Let's get you PIN verified and good to go on that, right? Also, I went ahead and I messaged they tell me to tell you 24 hours, but I'm going to also message the supervisor on the tech side to just see if he can just accelerate it. But I'm going to get your phone number changed over on everything, okay? That way you don't have to deal with the call tracking number, and you already have the spam blocker on Verizon, so you should be good to go with that, you know?
Correct.
Then the last thing, I have you in for the 26th. It's Monday. You don't bill till that Saturday. So I'll leave a voicemail if you don't answer. And then I'll just make sure to keep calling you, or you just call me back, you know.
Perfect.
So I'll make sure to get a hold of you before that 1st. but I get you in for Monday, and then we'll just kind of play it by ear. I know that's too far out to schedule a specific time with you, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is. Tomorrow is too far out to schedule a specific time unless you've got a bunch of money in your pocket.
Right, right. Yeah, I get you, I get you. So that's why I put it Monday. That way there's plenty of time, and then we'll just kind of figure it out, play it by ear from there. But I will get a hold of you, you know?
Right. Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you know, you went with another company, but I'm glad you're giving us the shot to just finish doing what we said we were going to do for you. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Out.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Dan and Dan, brother. Remember?
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you soon, okay?
Yep. See ya.
All right.